this is Ron Risman again. It is April 9th, Thursday, 2009, and this is our fourth daily podcast of Digital Photography News. And in the news, Nik Software announces SilverFX Pro update for Adobe Photoshop Lightroom version 2.3. So if you have Adobe Lightroom version 2 or 2.1, make sure you go to Adobe's website and download 2.3. SilverFX Pro is a plugin that allows you to render images using 18 different black and white film emulations. So the software actually mimics traditional silver halide prints to get a black and white look that hopefully find one you'll like. Now, it also uses Nik's U-Point technology, which basically allows you to apply or take away the effect using tonality and contrast as part of the image. So instead of having to create these extravagant masks, you just take a circle that you expand or you reduce in size, put it over part of an image, and it looks at the tonality and the contrast of the scene, and it applies or takes away the effect based on matching tonality. A very powerful piece of software, and it's well worth checking out if you're using Adobe Photoshop Lightroom. Also in the news, Olympus released version 1.4 firmware update for the Olympus E3 digital SLR, which is a high-end digital SLR. And this version firmware update improves the autofocus operation of the camera. So if you own an Olympus E3, well worth checking out. You can go to cameratown.com. Right on the front page is a news story, and you'll find a link right to the firmware update page on Olympus's website right from our article. One other thing I wanted to mention is if you're using a color printer and you're printing mostly grayscale, you may find that your printer is using color inks to create what they call a composite black. So you may be wasting four ink cartridges, black, yellow, cyan, and magenta, just when you're trying to print black. Now, I discovered this on a Canon PIXMA MP760. We've been printing on plain paper using the grayscale mode, and when you're using plain paper, it's not supposed to use the color inks, but yet when I put in new ink cartridges, about a month later, I'm finding all four ink cartridges now are empty, and I haven't made one color print on that printer yet. So I called Canon up, and they said as long as you're using plain paper, you shouldn't be having this issue, but we are having this issue, so I'm going to continue testing it over the next month with a new set of inks and just see whether it's something I've done wrong or whether it's something the printer is doing wrong. But my gut is, at this point, I think the printer is using all the color inks. It may be just a way that printer manufacturers are trying to get more money out of us to buy more inks, when in reality it should only be using the black ink. So that is it for today's podcast. I will talk to you again tomorrow.